This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, May 17th, AD 2022. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Sunday afternoon, a gunman attacked an assembly of the Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church, meeting at the Geneva PCUSA Church in Laguna Woods, California, reports the Daily Mail. Tragically, Dr. John Chang was killed when he tried to disarm the shooter. 4 others were injured. The age range of the victims was from 66 to 92. The suspect in the shooting has been identified as David Chow, a 68-year-old Chinese immigrant who was upset about political tensions between China and Taiwan. He drove 4 hours from Las Vegas to target the Taiwanese church attenders. Before opening fire, Chow, a licensed security guard, chain-shot multiple exits. The pastor told ABC News that he attacked him with a chair.
"I bring the chair to attack the shooter."
Afterwards, congregants hogtied Chow with electrical cord until the police arrived. The Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church's website introduces the church as immigrants who gathered in 1994 for the first time. It said, quote, "similar to Abraham and the 17th century pilgrims seeking religious freedom, as well as freedom from religious persecution, we sought to immigrate to the Americas and begin new lives. As strangers in this new society, we faced many hardships and challenges. However, during this time, we also experienced God's guidance and blessings." End quote. In an earlier mass shooting on Saturday, an 18-year-old suspect took the lives of 10 people in a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, reports the Buffalo News. Peyton Gendron, who is in custody, drove 200 miles from Conklin, New York, according to the New York Post. Police suspect that ethnic hatred was the motive in this attack. Proverbs 3 verses 31 and 32 reminds us not to envy a man of violence and do not choose any of his ways. For the devious person is an abomination to the Lord, but the upright are in his confidence. Now this, Starbucks adds itself to the list of the most pro-abortion companies in America, reimbursing travel costs for employees who wish to kill their children, reports Fox Business. Other companies on the list include Amazon, Airbnb, Apple, Citigroup, Levi Strauss, Microsoft, Tesla, and Yelp. Those in favor of killing babies took to the streets over the weekend, participating in 380 rallies across the country. Also this past weekend, protests arguing for Roe v. Wade took place at the homes of Republican-appointed Supreme Court justices in Maryland and Virginia, reports The Guardian. This just in, Finland and Sweden will submit applications to join NATO. Al Jazeera called the announcements by Stockholm and Helsinki, quote, "a double blow to Putin's reputation both abroad and at home," end quote. And Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov commented Monday that the situation now, quote, "changes radically," end quote, and the move will have, quote, "far-reaching consequences," end quote, as reported by Interfax. God controls the elements, and it turns out that fire conditions in the western United States are worse than ever this year. So far, 24,000 wildfires have burned down 1.3 million acres nationwide. The National Interagency Fire Center says that's exceeded the 10-year year-to-date average by 71%. Fires have chewed away acreage in California and northern New Mexico. First Street Foundation issued a map indicating the strongest wildfire risks in the country are in Utah, Idaho, eastern Nevada, South Dakota, California, and North Texas. MSNBC featured an attack piece on Christian home education. Anthea Butler was upset with Kirk Cameron's new film entitled Homeschool Awakening. She labeled the Christian actor's beliefs to be, quote, "extreme," end quote. The movie will be in the theaters June 13th and 14th. The NASDAQ index dropped another percent yesterday, settling at 11,660 points. That's a 26% decrease from November. And gold settled in at $1,824 an ounce, down 2% from November, reports Kitco.com. And finally, only 13% of teaching pastors have a biblical worldview. Youth pastors are equally problematic. Only 12% of them believe the Bible. The recent study conducted by the Cultural Research Center of Arizona Christian University also found that only 4% of executive pastors, but 41% of lead pastors hold to a biblical worldview. The lowest number for pastors who think and act biblically were in relation to the areas of morality and Christian behavior. Isaiah 9 verse 16 warns that those who guide this people have been leading them astray, and those who are guided by them are swallowed up. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 17th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.